Chapter 5. Gilbert the Ship's Rat. "Which warehouse is it?" asked Ben. "If you don't know the number, we could have a long search ahead of us." They were standing on a narrow bridge. Warehouses lined both sides of the canal. Strange, narrow buildings of red stone with tall windows and pointed gables. The harbor of the big city wasn't far away, and a cold wind was blowing from that direction, almost tearing the hood away from Sorrel's pointy ears. A great many humans were pushing past them, but no one stopped and stared at the small figure with Ben clutching the railing of the bridge. The sleeves of Ben's sweatshirt, which were much too long for her, hid Sorrel's paws. His jeans, turned up twice at the bottom, hid her legs, and her cat-like face was hidden in the shadow of the hood.
"Rat said it's the last warehouse before the river," she whispered, "and her cousin lives in the cellar."
"Rat? You don't mean a real rat, do you?" Ben looked at Sorrel doubtfully.
"Of course she's real. What do you think? I don't just stand there looking stupid. Not that you don't do it well, but we've got more important things to do."
She impatiently pulled Ben along after her. The bridge led to a narrow road running beside the bank. As they hurried along the pavement, Sorrel kept looking anxiously around. The sound of traffic hurt her ears. She'd been in small towns before, stealing fruit from gardens, exploring cellars, teasing dogs, but there were no gardens here. No bushes where you could crouch down and hide in a hurry. Everything in this city was made of stone. Sorrel was greatly relieved when Ben guided her into a narrow alleyway that led back to the canal between the last two warehouses. There were several doors in the red walls. Two were closed, but when Ben pushed the third, it opened with a slight creak. They hurried in. An unlit stairway lay before them. Daylight filtered in only through a narrow, dusty window and revealed one flight of steps leading up and another down. Ben looked suspiciously down the dark steps.
"There'll be rats there, that's for sure," he whispered. "Question is, can we find the right one? How will we recognize it? Does it wear a collar or tie or something?"
Sorrel did not answer. She pushed back her hood and scurried down the steps. Ben followed her. It was so dark at the foot of the steps that he took the flashlight out of his jacket pocket. A cellar with a high vaulted ceiling lay before them, and once again he saw any number of doors.
"Huh!"
Sorrel inspected the light and shook her head scornfully.
"You humans need your little machines for everything, don't you? Even to look at things."
"It's not a machine." Ben swept the beam of the flashlight over the doors.
"What are we actually looking for? A mouse hole?"
"Don't be silly."
Sorrel pricked up her ears and twitched her nose, still snuffling. She moved slowly from door to door.
"Ah, here we are."
She stopped in front of a brown door that was slightly ajar. Sorrel pushed it open just far enough for her to slip through the crack. Ben followed.
"Oh my goodness," he murmured.
The tall windowless room they entered was stuffed with junk up to the ceiling. Among the shelves full of dusty folders stood stacks of old chairs, tables piled on top of each other, cupboards without doors, mountains of index card files, and empty drawers. Sorrel raised her nose, sniffing, then shot purposely away. Ben banged his shin following her. He had already lost track of the door they'd come through. The further they went, the more chaotic the clutter became. Suddenly, some shelving units barred their way.
"That's it, then, I suppose," said Ben, letting the beam of his flashlight wander around the place.
But Sorrel ducked, crawled through a gap between two shelves, and disappeared.
"Hey, wait for me,"
Ben cried, and pushed his head through the gap. He was peering at a small study. A study just the right size for a rat. Barely a meter away from him and underneath a chair. The desk was a book propped on two sardine cans. A coffee mug turned upside down did duty as a chair. There were index card files full of tiny slips of paper, empty matchboxes stood everywhere, and the whole place was lit by an ordinary desk lamp standing on the floor beside the chair. But whoever it was who used this study was nowhere to be seen.
"You stay here," Sorrel whispered to Ben. "I don't think Rat's cousin will be particularly pleased to see a human being."
"Oh, come off it," Ben crawled through the gap and straightened up. "If it doesn't get a fright out of the sight of you, it won't mind me either. Anyway, it's living in a human building. I don't suppose I'll be the first human it ever saw."
he,
hissed Sorrel.
It's a he, and don't you forget it.
She looked around curiously. In addition to the little study area under the chair, there was also a human-sized desk, a huge chest of drawers, and a large old globe of the world hanging at an angle on its stand.
Hello,
called Sorrel.
Anyone at home? Oh, drat it. What was his name again? Gazelbert? No. Godfrey? No. Gilbert Greytail or some such.
Something rustled above the desk. Ben and Sorrel looked up and saw a fat, white rat looking down at them from his perch on top of a dusty lampshade.
What do you want?
Asked the rat.
Your cousin sent me Gilbert, said Sorrel.
Which one? Asked the white rat wearily. I've got hundreds of cousins.
Which one?
Sorrel scratched her head.
Well, we always just called her Rat. Wait a moment. I remember. Her name's Rosa. That's it.
You've come from Rosa. Gilbert Greytail let down a tiny rope ladder from the lampshade and quickly clambered down it. He landed on the big desk with a thump.
Oh, well, that's different.
He stroked his whiskers, which were white as snow, like his coat.
What can I do for you?
This is the place I'm looking for, Sorrel told him.
Well, it's a mountain range, really.
Ah, the white rat nodded, looking pleased with himself.
You've come to exactly the right person. I know all the mountain ranges on this planet, large, small, and medium. I know everything about them. After all, my informants come from all over the world.
Your informants? Asked Ben.
Yes. Ship's rats, seagulls, the sort of folk who get around a lot.
And I have a large extended family. Greytail went over to a big black box standing on the desk, raised the lid, and pushed a knob on its side.
That's a real computer, said Ben, surprised.
Of course it is. Greytail hit a couple of keys and looked at the screen, frowning.
A laptop with all the bells and whistles.
I sent off for it to help me get my files into some kind of order, but the fact is, he sighed and tried some more keys.
The fact is, it's always giving me grief. Right. Now, what mountain range was it you wanted?
Well, said Sorrel, scratching her stomach. She was itching horribly under the human's clothes.
It's supposed to be the highest one there is, the highest mountain range in the whole world, with a chain of mountains somewhere in the middle of it called the Rim of Heaven. You ever heard of it?
Oh, that one, is it? The Rim of Heaven. Well, well.
Greytail looked curiously at the brownie.
The valley above the clouds, home of the dragons. Not so easy.
He turned around and hammered away busily at the keyboard.
The place isn't really thought to exist at all, you know, he said.